أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. During this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of Munajat Sha'baniya. إلهي قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى. My Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world, but I am in greater need of them being concealed in the next world. In the previous episode, we sufficiently discussed how important it is to be aware of this attribute of Almighty Allah, how He conceals the sinful acts of the servants. But there seems to be another aspect for this part of the whispered prayer. Because as Imam alayhi salam is mentioning, the Almighty Allah is concealing our sins in this world, but we are in greater need of them being concealed in the next life. أَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَىٰ. Our need, not just this kind of need, is much more in the next world to the divine mercy and blessing of the Almighty Allah. Maybe if we think about it, it comes to our mind that because this world is the world of negligence, it is the world of forgetfulness. So if you are humiliated in this world, this is not permanent. People will move on to forget about your humiliations and others. Or at least it will not stay at the same level it was in the beginning. But in hereafter, all of these things are somehow permanent. The destitution in that world will be much greater than the one in this world. So, in this scale, humiliation also in the next world will be wider than this world. That is why Imam alayhi salam is saying, إلهي قد سترت علي ذنوبا في الدنيا. My Lord, you have concealed my sins in this world. وأنا أحوج إلى سترها علي منك في الأخرى. But I am in greater need of them being concealed in the next life.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyyah, the late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this munajat. And in one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So when we say the Almighty Allah is concealer of our sinful acts, we must be grateful of that. But we must also ask and request the Almighty Allah to be also concealing our sins in the next life. أَنَا أَحْوَجُ إِلَىٰ سَتْرِهَا عَلَيَّ مِنْكَ فِي الْأُخْرَىٰ Lord, I am in greater need of my sins being concealed in the next life. Now, let us discuss one important question. What happens if the Almighty Allah does not conceal our sins? What happens if we see the results and consequences of our misbehaviors in this world immediately? Some might possibly think that this might be a good idea because everybody will be somehow humiliated because of his action. But let me ask you one thing. What happens if all the human beings know that they will be humiliated immediately after their actions, after their misbehaviors and committing sins? There will be a kind of determinism. The human beings will be made to avoid the sins in that case. Knowing they will be humiliated because of their misbehaviors, they will avoid all kinds of sins. But this is what the angels are in nature. Then where will be the difference between the human beings and the angels? Which is exactly the case why human beings can be better than the angels. It is the point of freedom in their choice. I'm not saying it's not praiseworthy to avoid the sins in this case. What I'm trying to say is that the secret of the human beings being better than the angels is missed if we consider the Almighty Allah not concealing our sins. That is why we can claim and say that Almighty Allah, being Sattar al-Uyub, being the concealer of our sins, stems up from Almighty Allah being the Rabbul Alameen. He is the absolute cause, considering all aspects of the creations at once, and then concealing the sins of the servants. This excerpt continues, إِذْ لَمْ تُظْهِرْهَا لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ You have not revealed my sins, even before any of your righteous servants. We know that in this world, we are living under the shadow of Almighty Allah, being the concealer of our sins. And then it moves on saying, فَلَا تَفْضَحْنِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْأَشْهَادِ Therefore, Allah, please do not humiliate me on the resurrection day before all witnesses. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان. شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان، والعالم يقول لك أحبك يا شعبان، والعالم يقول لك أحبك. شعبان بجمالك جلالك شعبان، يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان، يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.